You know, it's difficult to carry on conversations about the kingdom of God if you don't have any background. Now, sometimes it's very helpful because you can have real conversations about the real kingdom of God if you don't have much religious background. But gaining a little information makes your conversations much easier. And that's why I encourage everyone to get to know the Bible at least basically. Don't try to memorize it all, but at least have a familiarity for how the Bible is set up. What's the Old Testament? What's the New Testament? Which end of the book has Genesis and which end has Revelation? And where are Malachi and Matthew in that process? And just have a general feel for what's the difference between the Torah and the prophetic books and the Psalms and the Gospels and the Epistles, so that you have a sense of a broad overview of what the basic textbook of Christianity is all about. Now, when you're reading the Bible, I really strongly encourage you to avoid reading it to find a set of rules about what you should do and what you should not do. Rather, read it as a way of being introduced to the character of Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit, and getting to know them and to know how they interact with people. You are being built into a temple in which God Himself will live. Get to know who's going to be living in you, who is living in you now. It's a wonderful, fun book to read. Not to grind your way through trying to parse out exactly what the words are of each verse of each chapter, but to simply, for example, sit down and read the book of Romans from one end to the other in an afternoon and have a feeling for this broad overview of all the doctrines of basic Christianity. Look at the opportunities that are involved to learn and to learn about Jesus from men who knew him and loved him and had touched him, to learn about how the church worked when it was brand new, to learn about what Paul saw as problems in the church and how he dealt with them. It's a wonderful place to learn. It's also very valuable for you to begin to get an understanding of the elementary doctrines that are described in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. These elementary doctrines are kind of like the things you learn in elementary school. You know, when you are reading today, you don't sound out each letter of a word. You just look at a word and you know what the word is. And you don't have to count on your fingers to find out how much is 2 plus 2, that it's 4, because you already learned those elementary pieces of education at a very early age. Now, you can automatically know how much is 11 times 11, and you don't have to go through and multiply it all out on a piece of paper like you did when you were in elementary school. In the same way, getting to know the elementary doctrines of Christian faith helps us to understand how to read through and understand what's going on when we're talking about the kingdom of God. Let me illustrate. One of the elementary doctrines that the writer of Hebrews mentions is understanding baptisms. You notice that the word is plural, So that means there's more than one kind of baptism. And the first baptism that every believer goes through is his baptism by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. Yes, it's not water. It's baptism by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. And every believer is baptized by the Holy Spirit into the body of Christ. So, we now know something. There's only one body of Christ. There are not churches all over the place. There is one church, one body of Christ, one bride of Jesus. We are all one, and we know that because all of us received that first one baptism. So that's an elementary piece of understanding the whole kingdom of God, because we understand this foundational elementary doctrine of the faith. Now, I'm not going to teach during this series on all the elementary doctrines of the faith. I'll try to put together another series about that sometime in the future. But understand that you should read Hebrews 6, 1 and 2, and you should begin to ask the one who watches over your soul questions about, well, what's this mean? What it says something about turning away from dead works. What are dead works? What's that mean? What's and go on and ask the questions. Because, like I've told you before, we're not in the business of answering questions that no one is asking. If you don't ask the question, then who's going to answer it? So begin to understand the scriptures, understand how important they are, understand the foundational doctrines, understand why they are important, and get yourself a basis upon which to understand the whole kingdom of God. And then you'll know even more deeply how much you're loved and why I'll remain his, thus yours.